I'm a little bit afraid of where this discussion is going to go.
Oh, really?
Because there's a woman who reached out to us concerned her friend had a motive that involves her teenage son.
Yeah.
And she said she witnessed something that made her very uncomfortable and is ready to cut this longtime friend out of her life.
Wow.
But I know there are men who may have had this experience when they were younger or realized this, maybe as they got older, thinking back. So would something like this be a red flag you can't ignore? Or is this an innocent family friend oblivious to how this could look?
Okay.
You hanging out on the break with Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
We got a Facebook message 2 days after New Year's Eve that we've been sitting on.
What happened?
Well, I was a little bit nervous about where this could go, but we're just going to do it.
Okay.
It comes from a woman who is very concerned with the behavior of her best friend around her teenage son.
So this is a female best friend.
You got it.
Okay.
And a mom.
And her son.
You got it. We're going to change her name and not use any other names just so nobody ends up embarrassed, and you'll understand
why.
Well,
you have to protect her child.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hmm?
Tina writes.
Always is.
It's not a real name, stupid. Quote, we had a small get-together of close friends on New Year's Eve with myself, my husband, and my son and daughter. My best friend, who I've known since high school and just got out of a long-time marriage, was one of the people there. After she started drinking, she kept announcing that her New Year's kiss was going to be my 16-year-old son. And she would put her arm around him and tell him, you're going to need to be right next to me when we get to midnight several times.
Like, so, is she trying to do this in a cute way? Like, I'm your aunt.
I am giving you all the information I have in this Facebook message, Kimmy. So she goes on. She and I are both 44 years old.
Well, that's like the prime time age for chicks.
Can we
prime
just
cougar
get,
age?
Can we get through the Facebook message before you do what you're going to do? This is what we should not have done this. I immediately regret doing this. Tina goes on.
Yeah.
She's a very touchy-feely person.
In general.
This is what she says. Yeah. But she was putting her hands, not particularly in a sexual way, but not totally innocently, on my son all night. At midnight, she made sure she got her kiss and then got another kiss from him an hour later when it was midnight in Nashville. They must have been watching CBS.
Mm-hmm.
The whole situation has me concerned that she is attracted to my son and she was testing the waters. She's single. She's been out having a lot of fun. Women are the
worst. Feeling good about herself?
Let me pause real quick. Okay. Women are the worst.
Yes.
Why are you judging this woman for going out and living life?
Having some fun.
Okay. You're having some fun. Yeah. She goes on. I'm sorry. Quote, and I know how she gets when she likes a certain guy. I brought this up to my husband. He said he didn't think she was being inappropriate, just having a little fun with our son who she watched grow up. And she goes on from there, but that's all we really need from the discussion.
Mm.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Based on everything we have heard from strictly a Facebook message from this mom, does she have a reason to be worried?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Bro, what
You're
do you think?
She shouldn't
why?
Trust her friend. Like, her friend has bad intentions.
I think it sounds like when she gets a little booze in her, she changes a little.
No, you're already, you're making up a story in your head already.
Yeah. She's cougaring.
No, okay.
On this boy.
Cougarin' on this boy is one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs. Hey, you ain't got it, do you?
Cougarin' on that boy. She's going to turn him into her little toy.
Ah! All right, better than I could have
Squeeze
been.
Him till he squeaks. Just want to pinch them cheeks.
Kimmy.
All four.
Kimmy.
It's a longer set.
Shut up.
Hello.
She don't know.
Does this woman... No, I'm not asking you for
Ribs
Arkansas.
She's not friends this age yet.
Kimmy, does this woman have a right to be worried about her friend and her son?
I mean, I guess she knows her friend better than anybody. But I would think, I would hope, as somebody's friend, a longtime friend, like, you're just flirting, but there's no line that'll be crossed. Like, I can understand being upset about the flirting, but I would think, like, if this woman really is her longtime friend, like, she's not going to actually, like, act on anything.
Oh, okay, you bring up something interesting, because I didn't even think of flirting. I thought of this as just, like, a friendly woman, right? But then again, I'm picturing my mom's friend.
Well, she also kissed.
I do think she was flirting to an extent, because this woman obviously saw this behavior is not, is out of the norm for their relationship.
Okay.
So there had to be something new that happened that she was worried about.
It would have to be disturbing to see a mother, like, your son kissing your friend on the lips.
Well, it doesn't say lips.
Well, I'm assuming.
You created a story in your head before I even read the Facebook message.
I'm guessing it was lip to lip.
She doesn't say lips. I didn't even think of that.
Well, you think it was a peck on the cheek?
I don't know what it was, but it doesn't say lip.
And how long the lips linger?
Nobody said lips but you.
If there's any tongue-age,
any kiss on the lips would be inappropriate.
Well, how else would you get a New Year's Eve kiss?
It just be a kiss on the cheek.
Have him kiss you on the cheek, kiss him on the cheek.
Because I don't think that would, I think that would be innocent.
Okay.
But I think if there's lip-to-lip action.
Yeah, you had a problem.
On the boy, then things are going on.
All right, 252.
Because he could have gotten a little something going on there, too, you know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Right, first of all, does this woman have a right to be worried about her friend? Kimmy, you said flirting but innocent. Is it innocent as a grown woman to flirt with a 16-year-old boy?
I would totally understand if this woman was upset that her friend was flirting. But I think that there's a difference between doing that and crossing a line, a physical line.
Okay, so let's just get right out. We should have said this up front. Mm. It's really hard to make a judgment call having not seen anything that went down.
That's true.
And we're only getting mom's side of the story because she does include in this Facebook message that her husband was not concerned.
Yeah.
That being said, dads can be oblivious to stuff like
this. Yes.
And what makes it more complicated, both roads that are presented by this woman and her husband, like his side, just what we know, kind of makes sense. Because there were those friends of the family who were just touchy-feely, friendly people back in the day. They didn't mean anything by it.
Right.
They may not have realized what
it looked like.
Exactly. Mm. Right? But there were also women, gentlemen, the phone number is 252-WCMF, who may have been interested.
Yeah.
And they would have had the opportunity presented itself back when you were a kid.
Sure.
And maybe you didn't realize.
I mean, sure, it happened to a certain extent.
I'm curious how many men, either at the time or later thinking back, realize they may have had one of these women in their
life. Don't you think every guy thinks this?
Yes.
Or is gonna, I mean, I can't imagine the inflated stories we're about to get.
Okay, but here's the thing. Did every man think this because of our egos, or did every man think this because every man had this experience? Because I would argue.
Or knew a guy that, you know, this happened to him.
Or they say.
Okay.
I think that's a hard part.
You want to go get a cup of coffee so Kimmy and I can have an adult conversation?
No, but you know.
I think that there are stories out there. You're right.
There has to be.
Men have had this experience, but we're only going to get the guys that want to lie about it. And I don't know where the truth lies.
Well, no, because I am convinced there was a woman, an adult woman in my life when I was a child who was down.
Oh my gosh, she was blind? The poor thing.
Yeah, after I got done with your mom, she was blind for a little while.
No sense of smell.
Had to hand her a towel, bro. Why'd you get those eyes working
again? Oh, but I got to watch my mouth.
Well, okay, I do have a question. Because did you...
I made sure to keep my hand under the camera. I'm sorry, go ahead.
My husband, that
counts.
My husband has a similar story, but he says that he didn't realize it until he was an adult looking back.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, he didn't realize it in the moment as a kid. And then, like, looking back on it, he's like, I think that woman was trying to hit on me, you know?
He's a big strapping lad.
Yeah. You didn't know him as a teenager.
I'm sure he was a good-looking teenage boy.
Kimmy wouldn't date him in high school. He must have been not as good-looking as he is now.
But, yeah, he'll tell me these stories. Like, yeah, like, at the time, because, like, we ran into this woman at some point, and he was like, I think that woman, like, used to get really creepy.
No, that was the same experience I had. It was the same exact one where I got older, I ran into her again, and she acted the same way, and it was only as an adult man that I realized, like, wait a minute. 252-WCMF again, Facebook page we got on January 3rd. It's from a woman who says, long story short, they had a New Year's Eve party. 16-year-old son, husband, and daughter were there, along with some family friends. Her 44-year-old friend, who just got out of a, quote, long-term marriage, was flirting with her son.
Right.
Kimmy said flirting. I mean, that's the perfect description. Yeah. Says she's a very touchy-feely person, but she told her son, you're my New Year's kiss. She kissed him twice, once at midnight, once when it became midnight.
Because she went in for seconds.
Well,
I mean, you can't miss a midnight Nashville kiss.
That's a new one.
She says she's bothered by this. She's ready to cut her out of her life. She went to her husband and asked about it. He said he didn't see anything that was inappropriate. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. I think the flirting itself is crossing the line. That's insane to me. Like, all of my friends right now, we have, like, young kids, like toddlers. I cannot imagine.
Well, yeah, don't flirt with a toddler, Kathy. They're not going to reciprocate.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Listen, if in 14 and 15 years one of them hit on my daughter or my son, I would deck them. That's so insane to me. Like, I cannot imagine in 15 years hitting on my friend's son. That's so gross.
All right, but Kathy,
it's so creepy.
No, look, I understand as the in the position you are in. I agree with you 100%, and all of it is disturbing and creepy if what this woman believes happened. But Kathy, yeah. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
32.
Are you 32 years old? When you were in high school, do you remember some of those moms that may have been this woman that Tina is describing in this Facebook message?
Creepy.
No, I agree it's creepy. But
they were there.
I mean, they may have existed.
I'm not denying their existence, but the line was crossed when she started flirting, and she's only going to push it more and more.
Oh. People love gossip. For God's sakes, God, we should not have done this Facebook message.
What?
No, because Kathy's all fired up.
Right, she's pissed.
She's all fired up. Not okay, guys.
She's
going to deck you.
I agree it's weird, but Tommy's over here like writing a story in his head that never lived to live.
That's because Tommy's also from a different generation where it's Mrs. Johnson or whoever the hell it was.
It was always Mrs. Johnson.
The graduate and everything.
Was it Mrs. Johnson, your mom's nickname? Kathy?
Who's the lady from The Graduate?
Mrs. Robinson.
Very close.
There it is.
Yeah, Mrs. Johnson.
Anne Bancroft, who was your age when she filmed that?
Oh, my God. What an old man thing to say.
She was the old lady.
Nobody needed that.
We didn't need that fun fact.
Great sticks, by the way. Tight clipper.
What about a clipper hat? Kathy, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Kathy.
She does bring up an interesting point.
But that's such a vague term.
But I think that if you don't say something to your friend, like, will they try to push it further? Because they obviously think it's not bothering you. So if you don't say something up front and get ahead of it, like, could it go further?
Well, but let's talk about that, right? You say something, right? This mother is concerned who writes us enough to write a radio show 2 days after it happened and talk to her husband.
Basically, she didn't talk to her kid.
Well, no.
Well, you don't want to point that out to your kid.
Yeah.
Like, that would ruin that kid's relationship with your friend.
If he felt uncomfortable.
Well, no, because if you go to your kid and say, do you feel uncomfortable? He goes, why?
I mean, after the fact. Party's over.
No, I still think you...
Say anything to your boy?
I would... Unless the kid came to me and said, I feel uncomfortable, right. I don't know. Because Kimmy's right. Like, if
it was just innocent...
And she misread the situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so with this mother then, what's the best course of action for her? Because... Okay, but here's the thing. If her instinct is right and something happens, that would stick with you for the rest of your life.
But nothing happened.
No, but I'm saying...
What if it goes further?
Yes, that's what
I
mean.
Like if they hook up.
Well, that would be the... Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
No, but that would be a mistake... That you would be regret for the rest of your life as a mother, you could confront her friend, the friend.
I don't think you should because what do you say? I mean, you're accusing her of being like a pedophile.
Yes.
And nothing happened except a hug and a kiss.
I love how you started this with everything was going to happen, and now you're being like, leave it alone, man.
But I'm just going from her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking this woman is a pedophile or just a molester. What else could you call it?
I mean, we could. You
just trolling for like teen stick here, and what do you do? And you can't. I think because you could ruin that woman's life. If she was
you ruined my life by saying teen stick, but continue.
But I'm saying, like, if she had a couple of cocktails, and then I just got away from a little bit, and she hugged a kid. No. She just hugged a kid.
So what are you saying? You wait for it to happen again?
I'm just saying, at the moment, right now,
he sounded like he was an open can of Coke.
Right now, in this Polaroid snapshot moment, sit on it. Because if you go to her, you're really going to insult this woman and say terrible things about her when you don't know. You don't know what her intentions are.
So you're saying let it go for now?
Yeah, because it could have been the booze talking a little bit.
Oh, could have been the booze talking.
And, you know, he just said she's been in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
She's just cutting loose and she's just having a little fun and... It could have been completely innocent.
All right, all of that is an argument.
She's not Roman Polanski, for Christ's sake.
Oh, could you... I'll ask you a simple question, because you bring that up, right?
What?
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Let's say we change the genders on this story.
Oh, you can't.
No, we can. Lock him up. Let's say it's a story.
All right, so it's a guy just got divorced.
A 44-year-old, recently divorced man, 16-year-old daughter. He goes over and insists that the 16-year-old daughter is going to give him kisses, and he puts his hands around her. So then what's the difference?
Big time, bro.
No, there is not a difference.
That's a creep crumb lush.
If you believe...
He's a lush, because I already say you have two drinks. I know a lush when I see one.
If you believe...
No man should touch a 16-year-old girl.
No woman should touch a 16-year-old boy.
It's a little...
No, it's not. It's not. Look.
It's a no-fly zone, but in different areas.
No. If you believe that that man should have been thrown out of the party immediately, you'd stop doing things with
your
hands.
I'm showing you no-fly areas.
Stop that.
No.
If you believe that man is a monster, you have to confront this woman. It's that simple.
I think
mom
it's apples and
dad and, flirting and, though side by side just looks so different.
I just think it's apples and cougars, man.
But you agree with Tommy here?
Well, no, I'm saying
like, I do not agree with anything this man said.
I'm saying they're both inappropriate.
But one looks way creepy.
But it also is weird though. I guess I don't know how this woman was with this kid like his whole life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, was she always like kind of that mom, like aunt figure where they were like you have no problem like hugging your friend's kids and stuff like that.
She could have given this kid a bath.
Like, I feel like a lot of kids don't have that same relationship with like their dad's buddies.
Well, girls definitely.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't know because like
But men are way more sexually aggressive in general, and have way worse records criminally. With sex.
One, you want to believe men are more aggressive sexually. Two, they have way worse records. One, because nobody assumes women would do this. And two, women would not have had the opportunity until fairly recently. And there is statistical analysis to back that up.
That women are just as...
I think that there's... Okay, it's weird.
Violent,
tell me if I'm wrong.
Sexually as women?
Oh. Tell me if I'm wrong. There's a gray area when it comes to, like, mom flirting.
Okay.
Whereas, like, is a dad flirting? Like, that's either disturbing or they're not talking at all.
Yeah.
You're right. There's no, like, subtle dad flirting.
It's
like,
kinda, like,
that guy's
worse.
Either a creep or, yeah, he's just a... there's no in-between.
But here's the thing. And, well, look, we're running late. Okay. We got to get to Tommy's brilliant picks in about...
Yeah, I don't want to miss that.
25 minutes.
Way to sell the bit. This is going to suck.
You know, The argument is it looks way different is not a good argument, because if the end is the same, how it looks
obviously,
doesn't matter. No, not
if
obviously.
If the britches hit the floor, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. If it gets naked,
no, but you
we got a problem.
But you can't wait till it gets to that point. That's
naked.
The point I'm trying to make.
All right.
All right, let's take a break. Thank God we figured this out. We should not have done this. I immediately regret reading this out loud.
Well, don't look at me, man.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I tried to give you good advice.
You're the reason we shouldn't have done it. Stupid. Take a break. Tommy, when is the last time you got an adult male friend a birthday gift?
Never.
Okay, it just doesn't happen, right?
Yeah,
okay.
No reason.
So that's strange right there up front that you're getting your buddy a birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I told you there is a man in trouble with the state DEC? Because the present he was planning on giving his buddy for his birthday.
What the hell did he grab?
Buckle up, because it's about to get weird. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, this story begins all the way back on December 15th.
What happened?
A resident from the town of Arcade near Batavia called the DEC, State Department of Environmental Conservation, after they witnessed someone shoot a turkey in their field.
Okay. Was it a wild turkey?
Wild turkey.
Like with the guy's turkey farm?
Wild turkey.
Okay.
So that was a problem.
All right.
Because
it
wasn't turkey season.
Ain't turkey season?
Yeah. I also assume you can't just go on anybody's property and shoot something.
That sounds like trespassing.
The caller provided the DEC with a picture of a boot print from the suspect.
Damn.
Ooh,
and as we
some
have
investigative work.
That's right, Kimmy.
Call out the turkey detectives.
And as we found out over the last few months, the DEC goes way out of their way to investigate.
Yeah, they tracked the stuff down,
And this story is no different. They eventually located the suspect's home, where the DEC says they matched the boot print in the snow with one they found at the man's house.
So they checked the boot.
Yep. Damn. They also say they found two turkey feathers in the suspect's garage.
Damn.
Holy, this is like forensic, guys.
Bro, this is now three stories where the state DEC is going way out of their way.
This is CSI crap.
It kind of is, yeah. Eventually, the DEC says the suspect admitted they shot the turkey.
So he came clean.
Yes, and even worse, he admitted he shot the turkey from the road, which is a big no-no.
Just to watch him die.
But he took the turkey with him, obviously.
He did. So, once again, the state DEC got their man. And Tommy, this story is very weird up to this point.
Well, yeah, because you said this guy was trying to score a buddy a birthday present.
That's the most bizarre part of this story.
All right.
According to the DEC,
what they say?
The suspect says they shot the turkey to give the turkey carcass to a friend for his birthday.
Because he couldn't do this himself.
Or you couldn't just go buy a turkey?
Yeah, he could do that. Nice butterball.
Save a lot of work.
Yeah.
All the instructions are right on the bag.
So again, just to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Oh my God.
This man, according to the DEC, shot a turkey out of season on someone else's property from their car as a birthday present for their friend.
I don't want to know what he's got in the past.
Yeah, no kidding. I got you a human finger. And with all the disturbing things, like, in the story up to this point,
yeah,
Tommy, what thing bothers you the most about this whole thing? What makes him the weirdest?
That this was a birthday present to a buddy.
That he got his buddy a birthday present, right? Okay. Because guys don't get each other birthday presents. Unless we're so unliked that the only ones not getting presents. Never mind. Kimmy.
Usually you buy your buddy a beer, a drink.
Yeah, like
something
if you're
like
out
that if you're
with
out.
The guy and I'll you're on his birthday.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Makes sense.
It would be food or booze related.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be wrapped or bloody.
Kimmy.
Carcass.
Kimmy, does your husband ever get birthday presents from his friends?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't remember a time where somebody specifically, a buddy of his, gave him a gift for his birthday.
Okay. But I'm trying to imagine why, of all the things you could present to a buddy for his birthday, this man decided to go with a dead turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you wrap that?
Yeah, quickly.
Right?
Yeah.
And even more bizarre about this story,
yeah,
like we said, the man, according to the DEC, shot the turkey from his car out of season. So this couldn't have been a planned gift.
Mm. Yeah. It was a drive-by gift.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like the guy was driving around. I would
assume. I saw that turkey and I thought of you.
Yes! Which is my second favorite Ribs Arkansas song. So that means, if the allegations are true, we can assume this man saw a turkey while driving.
Yeah, and pulled around.
Yep, thought to himself, you know
but
what?
But also had a rifle or whatever you shoot a turkey.
Well, it's arcade. Right? I think everyone's got a rifle in their car at all times. But like, he saw the turkey and thought, you know what? This is exactly what Dave would want to open on his 50th. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are we missing something here?
Okay, I know it's weird to see a turkey and think of your buddy, but have there been gifts that you've seen where you're like, you know who would really like that? It's something like weird that your buddy likes, or, you know, like some show that he likes or something. So you think like, you know, I think he would really, that specifically looks like something that he would enjoy.
Oh, sure. I'm never going to buy it for him.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull the trigger. I would tell you about it.
Yeah. I'll come in and say, hey, you know what I saw at a store? It would be weird if I...
It would be so weird to sit at home and wrap a gift for another man.
Yeah.
And like sign it, bow.
Yeah. Happy birthday from your friend.
I'm not going to bow a bro.
You're not going to bow bro?
No.
What about a bro bow?
Either way. I don't go either way.
No, like I can't imagine. I've known you for a long time.
Right.
I can't imagine what I would have to see that would be so remarkable for you that I would have to buy it and present it to you as a gift.
Right.
Let alone a dead turkey. And
because I'm just going to, whatever you give me, I'm going to make fun of it.
Yeah, well, you're a dick. Like, you throw.
Well, because you'd be all cool.
No, I would. You know me, man. I would at least pretend like I liked it.
Well, that's the same as mocking me.
Well, if I actually like it, I would.
Because I know when you're BSing.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Working with you is a lot of fun every day.
See?
Yeah, you nailed it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this story coming just outside of Batavia. A man was arrested after police say he shot a turkey from his car in a private field outside of turkey season. And after an investigation by the state DEC, he came clean and told the Department of Environmental Conservation that he did this to give the turkey to his friend as a birthday present. Let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Brad. What do you got?
Here's a weird thought. A weird thought to add on to the weirdness of this whole story.
Okay.
What about the possibility that the guy actually shot the turkey because his buddy's a taxidermist?
Okay. Like he was okay. All right.
Granted, I don't justify the way he went about it.
So, what would the gift be?
The turkey.
The turkey itself.
No. More work. Here, do this.
It'd be a trophy, you know, a wild turkey you may not have one.
He's a taxidermist. He doesn't need more carcass, bro.
Well, but here's the thing, Brad. Past that, like, you're giving him more work. It's also not a turkey you shot, so you're going to display a turkey someone else shot.
He's probably got a ton of this crap that people don't pick up.
Right, but I mean, come on. How many guys have you known that have trophies that they never, like, earned?
I mean, Tommy's so untalented, he can't even find trophies that he hasn't earned. Hey, Brad, let me ask you a question. How old are you, buddy?
Yep. 53.
All right. When's the last time you bought a buddy a birthday present?
Oh, God. that'd be about 10 years ago.
Okay. Do you remember what it was?
I
It was probably somebody got like from Spencer's Gifts, like a like a bag of farts.
Actually, I believe it was a bottle of alcohol is what I bought my buddy.
Okay, so that's just it. If you're going to do that, the only standard is a meal or alcohol, right? Yes. Can we decide
yeah,
that?
Yeah, alcohol or food. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, take care. What would be your first reaction to getting a dead turkey for your birthday? Because like you said, you would say you'd make fun of it. I don't think you would if that was sincerely given to you by a friend.
Like if somebody drove up and said, hey, man, I got your gift.
Yeah.
Open up the truck. There's a dead turkey in his trunk.
Yeah.
I would start laughing. Like I'm getting played. Because what do I do with it?
You prepare it and eat it.
Prepare it how? Well, it's still got all the turkey on it. The stuff I don't eat. Like, it's got the feathers and the dead face.
You take it to someone to process it.
Would it be,
who's yeah, that?
Would it be weird to give a gift like that to somebody who hunts, who does know how to, you know, clean it?
He probably, but he can go get his own. The best point.
What if he said, I saw a whopper of a turkey. Feed your family. Happy birthday.
How long does, like, the biggest turkey you could shoot last?
I have no idea.
Is it more than one meal? You make turkey soup?
I guess.
Is there some kind of tradition or custom in the hunted community where this would make sense? Like, do guys kill animals for each other on a regular basis?
They well, give it to them
though,
as gifts.
If you are a part of the hunting community, you're not also not cool with your buddy shooting something the way you went about it.
Yeah, it was illegally done,
yeah, like,
too,
hey,
on top
why
of
do you have a turkey right now?
Good call.
And legitimate hunters hate these guys.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But I am always begging for venison from hunters, and I never get any. Just if you were my friend listening, why don't I get venison? So I guess what I'm asking is, like, would the gift of meat like this be like, oh, my God, this is amazing?
No.
Okay.
Like, even if
well, you're not
like,
a hunter, I'm not a hunter. We don't know.
But let's say you got a buddy who fishes.
Yeah.
And he gets a big catch, and it's your birthday. He knows you like salmon or whatever, right? Comes over, opens up the trunk. There's a whole bunch of dead salmon. They're not cleaned. Head's still on. You got to flame and clean them, but you get all this fresh salmon.
Bro, you have friends that live down in Florida, and you love grouper.
Oh, yeah.
If your buddy caught a grouper, put it on ice, and found a way to ship it up here whole, you would be over the moon.
It would be a pain in the ass.
No, but you would still, would you not take it somewhere to get processed so you could eat it?
I'd have to clean it at the house.
Okay, but would you do it? You would be excited.
I don't know if I'd be excited.
You just answered my question. All you do all the time, oh, you can't get good grouper in Rochester.
You can't.
Is a sentence this man said multiple times.
You can't get it done right.
Multiple times. So, no, you would be excited.
That may be it. But I'm still pissed off. I got a dead fish in the house.
Think how your wife feels.
Thought you're gonna go with my mom.
Right? No, she gets after it. She's a live wire, buddy.
Wire.
I get it.
All right. So the moral of the story. Couple morals here.
Enjoy your dead carcass.
I guess yes. Don't shoot animals out of season.
Right.
Don't shoot animals on private property.
Illegally, yeah.
Don't shoot animals out of cars. Don't give your friends birthday gifts.
Yes.
All of those covered?
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Bills, Broncos, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF.
Live.
Super Wild Card Weekend. All right, the Bills are heavy favorites in this game.
Yeah.
But there is a strange trend that we're going to talk about at the end of this that may make your pucker hole pucker if you're a Bills fan. Because Tommy has to make some picks.
Mm-hmm.
And the stakes have not been any higher.
This is it.
It is, right here, right now.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because some sports experts will tell you what you want to hear. But only women.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over, under. 2.5.
2.5.
Touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
Oh.
Josh Allen is the MVP. And traditionally, he kicks it in a high gear for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
For all the shortcomings the Bills have experienced in January, Josh has never been the problem. He always plays well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, so you know, the Broncos defense is good. They get a ton of sacks. In fact, I think they broke a franchise record this year for sacks in a season. They have one of the best corners in the NFL in Patrick Surtain. But the Broncos also give up a ton of big pass plays to running backs out of the backfield and tight ends. And if the Bills have a lot of one thing, it's talented running backs that can catch the ball and tight ends that know how to get open.
They got them bullets, bro.
Okay. Just so you know, since 2022, In six playoff games, mm-hmm. Josh has thrown over two touchdowns in four games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he's only done it once in his last three playoff games.
Yeah, but he's on a roll right now, bro. He is crushing.
Okay.
When he gets loose, look out.
I need you to listen carefully.
I'm listening.
All right. We're talking over under 2.5 touchdown passes.
Passes.
Not total touchdown.
Passes. In the air.
Passes for Josh Allen. Tommy, over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh.
If he catches one of his own passes, does it count?
Yes.
I have to ask that because that happened.
It's never going to happen again, but yes.
Could happen again.
It's happened once.
Technically, it can happen, yes.
Okay. Yeah, right. It can happen. I want to know. Yeah. I don't want to get screwed.
Okay.
Of course, I'm taking it over, man.
Well, okay.
This is like describing cake.
This is like describing cake.
It's delicious. Eat it.
I mean, Kenny,
eat all the Bills cake.
There are two things to factor in.
There we go.
All right, one. What? If the running game gets going, you stick with the running game.
Yeah.
I mean, you want Josh to have fun.
You don't need him.
Yeah, you want to save him. And two, the Bills' ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I know there are Bills fans nervous about Sunday. It is. Anything can happen, right? But there was also a belief that the Bills will try to save their most explosive plays.
Okay, I don't get this. They're hiding these plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's what good teams do.
It's the same goddamn play every time. The kid runs over here and catches the ball. What the big mystery that they didn't realize?
Well, because sometimes the kid runs over there.
Well, who cares?
And then over there.
I ain't buying this. They're hiding these plays.
Okay. I mean, it kind of seems like the this has worked in the Bills' favor all season, is the teams don't really know what they're going to throw at them up front. Like, are they going to stick with the running game? Are they going to let Josh Allen go off and be Josh? They don't even know who the number one receiver is going to be that game.
She's right. I mean, look, if you look at the regular season, the Bills had exactly 30 passing and 30 rushing touchdowns all season long.
All right, so it's 50-50.
You got it.
So the weather looks like it's going to be pretty
cold,
but not windy or crazy.
Yeah, wind will be good, clear.
It's going to be like 30 degrees.
Yeah, and 20% chance of snow.
So the weather will be no factor. So they can throw the ball.
Yeah, yes. Over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
Oh, I'm taking that over.
Okay.
It's going to be wild, baby.
Are you ready for your second pick?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Over under.
You better be careful, Tommy.
1.5 a sack for Bills defensive end, Greg Rousseau. Groot, as he is called, is coming into his own as a dominant defensive end. Although the Bills did have issues getting pressure at the time, or at times this season, Rousseau finished with 8 sacks. And he did it rotating in and out of the lineup.
Mm.
He averages about a sack every other game, and he only got 1.5 a sack against the Jets, so based on that, he's due. However, a couple of things you need to know. The Broncos have hardly given up any sacks this season per game. The Broncos give up less than a sack and a half. That is good for third best in the NFL, only behind the Packers at 2 and your Buffalo Bills at number 1.
Oh.
The other thing you need to know, Greg Rousseau has played in 6 playoff games in his NFL career.
And
in 6 games, he has 1 sack.
He's only got 1 sack?
In 6 playoff games. Does that mean he wilts when it matters most? Or does that mean he's breaking out on Sunday? Over under 1.5 a sack for Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau.
Well, he's got to feed that playoff dog, son.
Feed that playoff dog.
Son.
Always add with the son.
Thank you. Always add with the son.
It's always more condescending.
Ancient Chinese proverb, always add with the son.
So this Bo kid, he's a punk-ass child.
Well, he's actually a little bit older than your average rookie.
Yeah, what, he spent 6 years in college? Yeah, 5, 6
years? Like, yeah, where, Alabama?
Oregon, where was he there? Auburn.
I thought he was Alabama for some reason.
No.
Wait,
I don't think so.
He couldn't even get to Alabama? Had to go to Auburn? Sad. Sad little Bo.
I mean, look, Bo Nix can move. Like, he looks like baby Josh Allen, and we'll touch on that in just a second. But
yeah, but baby style.
No, but I'm saying, like,
baby legs.
He can move in and out of the pocket. He is able to negotiate when guys are coming at him. So, like,
but when's the last time they faced a team like Buffalo?
I mean, look, Buffalo's pass rush has not been exemplary this season.
I would say that Denver is kind of like the Buffalo of the past, where, like, they are kind of
up and
they're
down.
They're peaking at the right time of the season, and they're kind of a team where they're a little bit unpredictable. They play hard. They may not be the most talented right now, but they can win a playoff game.
The Denver Broncos this season are a carbon copy of the 2019 Buffalo Bills Josh Allen's second season where they went to the playoffs and lost to the Texans.
To Houston, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're almost exactly the same
team. Like, they're not there yet, but they're still very capable of pulling off an upset.
Over under, one half a sack for Greg Russo.
I think Russo's going to do some bow bashing. But he's getting him a sack. And maybe more.
Oh, you want to call two sacks?
No.
Oh, yeah. Two sacks.
Yeah.
You got Greg Russo getting two sacks.
It could get ugly. I think this game's going to get ugly.
Okay, save it. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is on a Football Friday Playoff Edition on CMF. He is over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. He is now over 1.5 sacks for Bills defensive end.
Well, you pushed me into it.
Well, no.
But you know, I'll take it.
What? You just talked yourself into it.
Yeah, you idiot. I said nothing.
We were moving on.
You said ugly, and I go, two sacks? And you, I don't know. Okay, fine. You ready for your third pick?
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of Bo.
Yeah.
Over under 250 yards passing for Broncos quarterback Bo Nix. And if you have not watched rookie quarterback Bo Nix play, like we were just talking about, this weekend could feel like a flashback because this kid is a gunslinger. He grips it. He rips it. Sometimes it goes really well.
Yeah.
And he makes jaw-dropping plays. Think, Kimmy, the 4th and 19 need to have a touchdown to get into overtime against the Bengals. Other times, he rears back, and it's a complete disaster.
Because he's a kid.
Yeah, and you wonder what the hell he was thinking. Tommy, watching Bo Nix play football is like watching year one and year two Josh Allen. It is the Bo Nix experience.
Is that a big mistake?
You got to hold him back from himself.
Exactly. I don't think he's as talented as Josh.
Yeah.
But there are times where you go, wow. And there are other times where you go, get this kid off the field.
All right.
The Bills have given up a lot of passing yards in the last month of the season. But they also had a ton of injuries at safety and corner. At one point, Tommy, three of their four starting defensive backs were out, and they were starting practice squad guys at safety. Everyone, as far as we know, is healthy right now, which could bode well. And just so you know, in his last five games, getting the Broncos into the playoffs, Bo Nix threw for over 250 three times.
Out of five.
Three out of five. That's 60%, buddy. Over under, 250 yards passing for Broncos quarterback Bo Nix.
Well, buddy mine always tells me that a West Coast team coming east, no good.
But that same buddy would argue that Denver is not far enough West Coast for it to affect them.
It's at the Rockies, for God's sakes. Yeah. And
Rockies goal line.
And the altitude's different, right?
It would actually be better for them to be playing.
Not necessarily. Yeah. People that are used to high altitudes struggle at sea level.
Is that a
Did you just make
fact?
That up?
No. It's the same way. It's a different atmosphere.
It's the same way, different
atmosphere. It messes with everything. Testosterone, all that stuff. Mm. So I'm thinking low testosterone.
No, it does not mess with
change,
testosterone.
Different language. Going to be off his game. He ain't getting no 250.
Look.
Because if you're telling me this kid's a young Josh Allen, right?
Could be. I mean, no.
You're saying he kind of mirrors Josh Allen.
The way he played at that age.
Well, that means McDermott knows his style.
No.
And can get after this kid. He knows how Josh was back then and what his weaknesses are. So there's going to be some soft spots in baby Bo that Sean's going to get after.
But that's what makes guys
going to confuse them.
That's what makes guys that play like that so frustrating and hard to defend. There is no style. They just go for it. Yes, like what is going to happen?
But then they goad him into going for it, and that's when he coughs up the ball.
I also want you to consider something.
Ooh, write that down.
If you believe they take the third fewest sacks in the NFL. If you think the Bills are going to blow him out, he's going to have a ton of time where he's just throwing all game long, which could pad his stats in the back end.
Mm.
So you want
you like that.
Over under 250
I'm taking under. I'm not buying into this Denver, they're so awesome.
Nobody said they're so awesome.
You gotta put a little shine on
it. I literally just presented a situation where the Bills could blow them out and he gets to 250 yards passing. Okay. The Bills are 8.5-point favorites against Denver. That is, by the way, that's moved a point towards the Broncos on Sunday night. They opened up at 9.5. The Bills have a weird history.
About what?
Of playing close wild card games under Sean McDermott and then blowing teams out every other year. You ready for this?
I am ready.
In 2020, they played the Colts at home, 3-point win. They blew out New England the year after, the perfect game that Josh threw. Year after that, Miami in 2022, 3-point win. They blew out Pittsburgh last year, which means if you are a believer in trends.
So you're thinking it's going to be tight.
It could be a tight game. If they go every other year, tight blowout, tight blowout, tight blowout. Even creepier, Kimmy, it's always 3 points.
Oh.
if the trend continues, this is a one-possession win for the Bills.
Oh, my God.
And the Broncos cover the 8.5. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by more than 9 points?
Well, I'm thinking the Bills are going to win, obviously.
Okay, gotcha.
But then after that, farther afield, Pat.
Farther afield?
What are we looking at?
Get out of my effing face. Well, no, we're looking at 9 points. They would have to win by 9 or more to cover.
I think they're going to cover those 9 points.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So maybe just a sea hair more.
So it'll be a close game?
Oh, no.
Well, what's a sea hair, Tommy? What's a sea hair?
Mile high, kiss your ass goodbye, Bills, wild card, blowout. Bleh. Eat.
Again, if the Bills are concerned.
They're not.
About their opponents down the road, they're not going to lay it on.
They may not have to.
Okay.
This is a young team that's not used to this. They're kids. They got that creepy-ass coach.
There is a...
Who looks...
I do hate Sean Payton.
That guy makes my skin crawl, and I don't know why.
I'm with you. But look,
He's got that grimy New Orleans look to him.
Going back to what you just said about them being Denver being a young team, there is a belief from some people that you can be too young and too dumb to know what you don't know.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
All right.
They don't understand that they're about to walk into a buzzsaw. They're just happy to be there and having a
good
time.
All right, so they think they're playing loose with the house money.
I mean, it is house money.
Yeah.
Their season is already an overwhelming success.
All right,
so you have the Bills winning, covering it a blowout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super-ass blowout.
All right, we will have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast. Wild card buddy. So I predict.
He just looked off to the right. He has nothing. He is unprepared.
I am.
Look at you seeing? If you're watching live
stream. If you're betting.
You knew this was coming.
This is a rocking chair bet.
Shut up, man.
This is a rocking chair.
Do not take this man's gambling
advice.
If you've
got stuff to do in the fourth quarter, go do it because it won't matter. So, it will not matter.
You already called a blowout. That's not a
The fourth quarter will not matter in this game.
What does that even mean?
It'll be done. It'll be done by the third quarter.
Well, the game will still be going on.
Yes.
So it won't be
but
done.
It won't matter.
Okay.
Go.
We need a number. How much are they ahead?
How much will it not matter? Will it not matter enough where Josh Allen comes out of the game?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it won't matter.
Yeah. Okay. So your bonus pick.
At one point in the fourth quarter, Josh will be had on. Laughing, high-fiving on the side.
Oh, no, you said the fourth quarter won't matter.
We're going to get a Trubisky.
It won't matter. That's what I'm saying. He'll have his hat on. So
we're going to get a Trubisky fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so that means...
Mitch the bitch will be on the field in the fourth quarter.
If the fourth quarter doesn't matter, that means Josh will not be taking a snap in the fourth quarter.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, what happened?
But I would say that it'll be over.
Well, the game will be over.
Oh, you want me to say it's not... He doesn't play the fourth quarter?
Well, no, I'm asking what your prediction is. No,
well, I just said it, but you keep pushing me.
Because if the Bills are up 14 with 3 minutes to go because they scored on their last drive and Mitch comes in and takes a knee, you're going to go, see, and that's not what you're predicting. How many snaps does Mitchell Trubisky get in relief of Josh Allen because they're out of hand?
Well, how many snaps does Josh get in the fourth quarter?
No, I want a Mitch snap count.
You want a Mitch snap?
I want a Mitch snap.
Total snaps?
Total snaps for Mitchell Trubisky.
What? How many snaps does a quarterback normally get?
You tell me, football expert.
I don't know. Nobody knows that stat.
I can tell you.
You don't know that stat.
Give me a number.
I don't know.
50% of the more or less than 50% of the snaps in the fourth quarter.
He'll get more than 50% of the snaps.
Okay, you can go find that stat because I ain't doing that.
All right, you know what? I'll make it easy on you.
We'll know by the end of the game if
Josh doesn't play the fourth quarter. There you go. He sits down, puts the hat on. He's done.
You're such a pansy.
He's already talking to the sideline reporters.
You went to that because you didn't want to think of a number because your brain doesn't work.
He's throwing the ball. He might even order a hot dog.
All you had to do was say like 7, and we would have been done.
No,
but you're such a scared ass bitch.
No, because you push and push and push. You run your
because you know, because you get so vague.
We're not leaving any wiggle room here.
What are you doing? A bitch machine gun? All right. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan.
Place your bets.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo, do not take this man's gambling.
This is rocking chair.
Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Ryan Duffy just after 9 to recap Tommy's picks here on CMF.